First of all, I have to apologize to you about last week. Originally, last week, I put on the wrong shear. I put on the shear from last year by mistake, not the new one, which I had made for Borlaug this year, for Pinchas this year, I mean. And it was only drawn to my attention on Thursday night. So Bekitza was only able to get the new shear on Friday. So it's quite possible that some of you who would have wanted to listen to that didn't get a chance to listen to that because it was already Friday. So I apologize, but I do hope that anyway you'll make the time to listen to it, and perhaps even before you listen to this year on Pinchas, because the two are really very much connected. And to understand what the issue was over here with Pinchas, what he accomplished, that depends very much on the Hezekim, which Bilam did manage to bring about. So let's be ma'ayin a little bit into the two sugyas together. At the end of Borlaug, so we know the story, and Bilam had to go home like in disgrace. And he tried his best, but it didn't work. So what does he say before he goes? Let's learn that pasuk carefully. He says like this: Hineni hoylech la'ami l'cho iyotzecho. Before I go, I want to give you an etzah. Asher yaseh ha'om hazeh la'amcho b'achris hayomim. What the Yidden are going to do to you b'achris hayomim. Now that doesn't make sense, because what does Rashi say? What is the etzah that he gave him? Iyotzecho malcho lasos umahiyo etzah elaheim shel elu soine zimahu. Oh, he gave him an etzah. Go be machshel them with the benois Moav and the benois Midian, and the Rabban Shem hates zimu, and you're going to cause the Jews a lot of harm with that way. That's a good etzah. And then he says, but what's the etzah for? The etzah is, I'm going to give you the etzah to be machshelem in znus, because the Jews are going to conquer you in achris hayomim. That doesn't stick together. If the etzah is how to be machshel the Yidden, so then it isn't achris hayomim. It should be verkehrt. It says, I'm going to guarantee your victory over them, that you're going to be able to destroy them. The Gemara asks that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Vav Amud Aleph asks that. It shouldn't say what they're going to do to you. Here, la'ami l'cho yotzecho asher yaseh amazeh l'amcho in the context, it shouldn't be that the Yidden are going to conquer you, but that you are going to conquer the Yidden. What your nation will be to them, not what they will do to you. So Taras and Rashi must be like this. If you need to go around and ask Eitzes, that's a sort of a disgrace for you. So he didn't want to say, look, I want to give you a blessing that you're going to destroy the Jews. Yeah, that's what you really want. But in order to do that, you're going to have to need an etzer, namely the iyotzcho. I have to give you an etzer. But this change, such a mighty warrior like you, as to have an etzer, I have to give you an etzer. You don't need my etzers. Elomai, I'll say it like this: that the Yidden will conquer you, and they won't be able to conquer you unless they have an etzer to be machshel you. So that's the thing. L'cho yotzo. I'm going to give you the etzah, but I'll pretend that it's the Jews looking for an etzah in order to be mafshel you. That's what's happening over here. But the emes is, it's strange. Like, why should the Torah record etzahs that Bilam gives to Borlaug? It doesn't seem to have anything to do with the story. The story is centered on the question of whether or not Bilam is going to be able to be mekallel the Yidden, and that was a major failure. It didn't work out, and now he has to go home in disgrace. No, Bilam is a greater anti-Semit, and what do anti-Semiten do? They look for things to do to harm Yidden. So before he goes home, he says to Balak, "You know what? All right, we didn't succeed with the clawless. We didn't succeed with the clawless, but." You can be mafshel them in znus, and that's anyway going to cause enormous harm to them. That's what the Pasha seems to be saying, and that, to be brutally honest, is what I always thought. But it never occurred to me to ask, and it does occur to me very much now, to ask, like, what's that got to do in the Torah? Well, does the Chiddush and anti-Semiten go around trying to harm Yidden? Every time some guy goes and writes a nasty article or does a horrible thing, or the Nebuchadnezzar pogrom, yeah, it has to go into the Torah. Like, what's this got to do with the Pasha of Balak and Bilam? The Pasha of Balak and Bilam, of Ayavah, Hashem lo'kech lo'cho, is a klol lo'cho. That is the story. That is the story. Now, you could ask that Gufa, like, why is that an important story? I mean, you see from the Gemara in Bava Basra over there, where the Gemara discusses, the Frest of Tetz, whatever it is, that who wrote which Sefer. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, of Sifrei and Pasha's Bilam, or Pasha's Balak, whatever the Gemara calls it over there. So you see that it's a sort of a Pasha by itself. It's a Pasha by itself, I guess, because, like, Moshe Rabbeinu was completely unaware of anything that happened. They were sitting down there in the machane, and they were doing whatever they were doing. And up there, there was a guy, a melech, and a novi, and the shiva mizbechois, and this, and this, and this. Nobody had a clue that any of this was happening. So that's like a sefer bifnei atzma, and is reckoned separately from the Torah. Whatever you lump shut in that Gemara over there. So, but that sefer, now why does it belong into the Torah? We could ask that. What's so special about that? That, oh, there was a story about the Kloros, and this happened. There are millions of things of goyim sitting down around tables and discussing how can we harm the Yidden, what can we do to the Yidden. I mean, we know. So, and does that belong into the Torah? So the emes that needs a hesber, but the emes is that we have a hesber, and what is happening over here is really a Meirat HaGezach. It's a Meirat HaGezach. See, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says like this. That's in Daf Kuf Hei Omet Beis. Omer of Abba Bakahana. Kulam Chazru Liklolo. All the brochas which we have in Pashas Balak, and all these beautiful brochas, it's Meirat HaGezach. Yeah? They all went back to becoming klolos. Chutz Mibote Knesios or Bote Mitroshes. The one, that means the last Nevuah, Matoiva Yolecho Yaakov, that didn't go back. The Bote Mitroshes and the Bote Knesios remained Bote Mitroshes and Bote Knesios. But every other bracha went back to the Klola. Shneema, how do I know that? Because it says, Vayavar Hashem Elokecho Lecho, es HaKlola Livrocha. The Ribbono Shel turned the Klola to a bracha. Ki Ahevo Hashem Elokecho. Right? Klolo. V'loi klolois. Doesn't say that he turned all the klolois into a brocha. He only turned the Matoi V'alecha Yaakov. That became a real brocha. That was a real, real, real brocha. But the others did not really turn into a brocha. What happened? And the emes is, Rabbi said, I don't know, I keep on making these viduyim to you, because I talk and feel like it's just terrible. I become more and more and more impressed by what I don't know. I mean, I never noticed this, but the emes is, you see, it's kimat mefurish in the Torah. By the first two nevuas, so he tells him to build the mizbechos, And he went by Yelo Shefe. By Yikra Elokim El Bilam, by Yoyme Elok, El Shiva is HaMizbechos Orachti, Vua El Pava El HaMizbeach, by Yosem Hashem Dovo Befi Bilam, by Yoyme, Shuv El Bolok Vachos Edaber. Doesn't say anything about changing any clawless. He says, this is, I'm going to put words in your mouth, and this is what I want you to tell him. This is what I want you to tell him. And the same thing is true also by the next one. And he was Yiven, and so he goes, by the second one it says the same thing, that by the first two nevuahs, that's what it says. By the third nevuah, by the Matovoy Olecho Yaakov, doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Here. Vayikra Hashem el Bilam, Vayosem Dove, Befeva Yom Meshuvel Bolov Khoshabet. That's the second one. And now by the third one. It says, "Vayas bolok kasha omer bilom, vayal povayl bamisbeach, vayal bilom kitov veene Hashem levorach as Yisroel v'loholach kefam b'pam likras nechoshem, vayoshes elamid b'pona vayisob bilom v'zeino vayal Yisroel shoychen l'shvote v'atirlov ruach elokim." He doesn't tell him kol shedaber. He's filled with the ruach elokim. And he makes this bracha. Matoy v'yolech v'yakov mishkenesech v'yisrael. It's magadik. That it's a completely different mahalach. What's going on over here? What's going on over here is like this. Rabbi said, Bilam was an okay guy. I mean, not in an absolute sense. He was a terrible Rosh apparently. But he delivered the goods to Bolak. When he came along and told Bolak that Yotzecho, I'm going to give you this Eitzah, wasn't the pshat is, okay, I failed in my shlichus, you came and asked me that I should make be mekallel, and I couldn't be mekallel, so now I'm going to go home, I'm a failure, fine. Oh, but look, Medav, you've got to harm the Jews a little bit, try this, it'll work. That's not what happened. The pshat is like this, that the Eitzer, which Bilam gave Bolak, Elohim shel Elo, Soine Zimohi. What's the pshat in that? The pshat is, I'm going to bring the clawless back. And that's mamish what happened, the Gemara says. All the clawless came back. Not the bottom midrash, we'll talk about that. But the others, they all came back. Nachamol, that's the Gemara in Kuf Eimut Beis. How did all this happen? What's the pshat kulam chazru librocha? Pshat is like this. You have to understand, we have to have a longer hasoga in what happened over here. I think, now I didn't see this anywhere and I don't know whether I'm right, but it sounds to me like the following, that he wanted to be Mekalel, and the Rebbeinu Shem said, no, I don't want to be Mekalel, say this, Koyset Abed. You know what I think? I think that what we have over here is the Meister by the Makkas in Mitzrayim. That the Mitzri and the Yid, they were drinking in one Koys, he drank blood, he drank water. That means that for the Yid, the blood was water. By the Choshech. Yeah, the Choshech of Moshe Yisrael, by Yom Mesh Choshech, and by the Kodun Yisrael, oh, yeah, by Moshe Yisrael, some Rishonim learned, not by Moshe Yisrael, where the Yid lived. No, in the Egyptian house, the darkness for him was light for them. That's what's going on over here. The pshat over here is like this. The Klola of Bilam is a bracha for Klal Yisrael. It becomes a bracha. Yeah, why? Because the Rebbeinu Shem makes it into a bracha. Just like he made that this liquid should be water for the Jew, and just like he made that this atmosphere, whatever it's called, was light for the Jew and remained darkness for the Goy. So here he made that this klola, which Bilam was sort of churning inside himself to be mekala them, he said, you go ahead and churn, very good. For them, I'm going to turn it into a bracha, koyse daber. You're going to be my shliach to give them a bracha. You understand? They would never have gotten this bracha if Bilam wouldn't have come. But only because he came and was mekala, Yeah, because the water had to turn into blood, that blood became water. That chlorine became a bracha. It's almost the same thing. What's the mahalach? What's going on over here? See, what's going on over here, it seems to me, is like this, and that is masbir, the Eitzah, which Bilam gave Balak. Tznos, Elohim shel Eile soina zima. What's going on? The Torah says what's going on is that the claws of Balak cannot do anything, the claws of Bilam cannot do anything to the yin. Why not? And I think, you know, like I never thought about any of these things, but this year I did think of them, and I really think that I've got an MS over here, an MS, I don't know whether they're MS, but I think that there's sense to what I'm saying. Like the story with the donkey, like what is the function of the story with the donkey? Is it just like to make it more interesting? Like Bilam is going fine, yeah, so the Rabbi Shem knows he's got all his plans, he's going to come and he's going to tell him this is what you should do and they're going to be blessed. Amachaya, what would have been if the story with a talking donkey had not happened? What was it? What is its function in the wider picture? Alright, so I think that's what I was taught, and maybe there is some emes to that the Rabbani Shem was showing Bilam, look, I can make the donkey talk, don't think that you're a Bilam on your speech. Alright, I think that Bilam was a sophisticated enough Novi to understand that the Rabbani Shem is the Balabas, and that's what he really always says the whole time. Whatever the Rabbani Shem says I'm going to do, I have no answers, I have to listen to the Rabbani Shem. So he knows that the Rabbani Shem can make him say things. I don't think that that's a chiddush. I believe that the chiddush over here with the talking donkey is that there's a pele which never occurred to me, but now it occurs to me, and now that it's occurring to me, I think that there's an emes. What is that? That is like this. Like, who of us have ever met had a conversation with our donkeys? I mean, that's a pretty miraculous thing. I mean, it's not, if it says Yiftach Hashem es piho or so. For that you need a lot more than a psychosape. You got to know syntax, you got to know grammar, you got to be able to reason logically, and you got to be able to figure out that it's not nice that if I was the son on which you always used to ride and I never gave you any trouble, so it's not nice for you to beat me now. I mean, this was a pretty smart donkey. This was a chefzer of Nes, if ever there was one. Why is it, Freger, why is it that Bilam can see the donkey and experience this unbelievable nes, but he can't see the angel? Why couldn't he see the malach? I think that is what Rabbi Shimon was telling him. He says, Taira Bilam, listen to me, yeah? It's not going to work. You know why? Because you are a person, you are a prophet, in the Oilomas Hatachtoinen. There's Elyoinim and there's Tachtoinen. Your Koyach is a Koyach on the Tachtoinen. And the Koyach on the Tachtoinen, that is who you are. And there you are excellent. You're a terrific guy. And in the past you chalked up an enormously wonderful record, and that is that whenever somebody hired you and you've cursed their enemies, that they were a machaya, right? But you have to know that you're limited to the Olam HaTachton. In the Olam HaSoelyonim, you have no shlita. A malach is not your geschäft, and you can't deal with him, and you don't see him, you don't even experience him. Later on, in order to show him what was happening, the Rabbi Shem opened his eyes. Of a be'etzem Bilam as Bilam, and that is why he couldn't be Mekalel the Yidden. He couldn't, because the Yidden, yeah, Yaakov and Esav, they had this machlokes, and the pshara was that Yaakov gets Esav gets Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov gets Olam Haba. So Yaakov Avinu belongs to the Elyonim. So if Yaakov Avinu belongs to the Elyonim, so Bilam can't touch him. He can't touch him. So the word is that if he would have come and cursed, he wouldn't have been able to. I mean, it would have been meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. And of course, then the Rabbi Shem wanted to make it into a brocha. So he said, not only aren't you going to curse, you're even going to bless. You know what, how? To say this, say this, say this, say this. And we have to understand that the klola wasn't changed. The klola was just ineffectual. The klola was ineffectual because the Yidden were on a higher madrega. A madrega in which he cannot function, just as he was not able to notice the malach. That's not his world. So there was nothing there to be mevatel the klola, because the klola as it stood was ineffective. Oh, but why was it ineffective? Because the Yidden are Elyonim. Comes again Bolak and says, you know what, comes again Bilam and says to Bolak, you know what, Bolak? L'choi yotzefo, I have a mishunet ge'etze for you, make them be mezane. And Dafka mezane, he could have told them other averas that they could do. No, Dafka wanted znus. He wanted znus, and he wanted the Baal with his disgusting avoider. He wanted to make them valge sich in the filth of a physical world without any kind of ruach to sublimate it. Valge sich in that filth. So what will you be? You'll be tachtoinim. Oh, if you're tachtoinim, then you've got a koyach. Then you can curse them. In other words, the curses were resurrected. The curses were resurrected. Why were they resurrected? That was Bilam's etzes. Is what I'm saying is that Lemaisa, Bilam, like he gave Bolak a very, very good deal. He got all his klolas. One he didn't get. The bottom is roshas. I will soon see about that. He didn't get that. Oh, but there were plenty of other klolas. He got all those klolas. But the nice part is, it didn't cost him a penny. He didn't have to pay anything because Bilam didn't perform the way he was supposed to perform. So Mimela is a gonish geworden. So he got them for free, but he got all his klolas back. What did I ask before? What does the Torah have to say the story for of Yotzecho in order to tell us that Bilam was an anti-Semite? What's in the gear? The Torah, that's much the end of the story. The klolas came back. Why did the klolas come back? Because the Yidden were mezanim. Yidden were mezanim, Mr. And that is what it was. You know, I had this discussion at the end of Bolak. What's the last pasuk in Bolak? You are missing by Magefo above Esrim Olav. 24,000 Yidden died. There's a klal by Kriyas HaTorah that the aliyahs are always divided so that you end up in a nice thing. End an aliyah with an upbeat message, and you certainly end the settler also with an upbeat message. What's the upbeat message over here? That the Mason were 24,000 Yidden died. That's a way to say goodbye to a pasha in the Torah. The Teretz is, we have to understand that. You see, this Eitzer of Bilam was a meiridige Eitzer. Because he understood that this was a way to salvage his entire, the whole debacle became salvaged suddenly. All the klolas came back. He delivered in a big, big, big way. It's a sad story. So the Teretz is that if these 24,000 people had not been sort of eradicated out of Klal Yisrael, so the whole, we would have stopped being who we are. The deal between Yaakov and Esav, no more Yidden. They had to be excised from Klal Yisrael. So it's really like a mile, Nebuch, that these Yidden died. But it had to be. It couldn't be allowed that Bilam should be matzliach with his Eitzah. He was enough matzliach that the klolas came back. But they should be matzliach that Klal Yisrael as a whole loses its status of being min ha'elyonim chas v'sholem. So this happens. So it's possible to end the pasha with that. I said before, see, this is really the thing about, everything is centering about this issue. What are Yidden? What is the matrega of the Yidden? What are they? Are they min ha'elyonim or are they min ha'tachtonim? So I said before, Bilam was only efficient relative to the donkey. He was able to apprehend the donkey, but he wasn't able to apprehend the malach. And I came across Dafka. I've mentioned before this wonderful, wonderful sefer, this Mimamatim al Pashiyas HaTorah from Rav Mandelbaum, soll gesund sein. Here for transparency. He's a mechutn of mine. His daughter was married to a grandson, but that's not the nekuda over here. The nekuda is that he wrote this wonderful, wonderful sefer. He's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Shapiro. So it's myodic what he brings. I just want to read to you about these bote knesios, bote midroshan. So listen to this. Haremavua dover shall afshaho yohei shashem hofar as kilolos bilam livrocha mikol mokom kishachotu Yisrael hadvorem chozru liklola ach b'chosor b'yachas lebote haknesios v'amidroshan shal Yisrael loy nifkebo. Why? Kivun shal yedeyem miskayemes ikar kavonas Hashem bivriyas ha'olam lahashkenes shchinoso betachtoinem al derech ze omru chazal in medrash rabba tonu rav noson oimer chavivin yisroel shekol mokam shegolu shchino imohem golu lemitzrayim shchino imohem shenema hanigla negleisi lebeisavicho golu lebovel shchino imohem. Now listen to this carefully. Rashi in Shir Hashirim, Moir in the world. Uvizchus oysom botek nesiros umit roshos, niske v'mehera, la'ashovas ha'shchino li'Yisroel ba'oifen mole, k'mashmoz smichas ha'ksuvim in Shir Hashirim. In Shir Hashirim, perches, posok, yud gimel and yud alet, ha'yosheves baganim, חברים מקשיבים לקולך, השמיני, ברח דוידי ודוי מלכו לציו לאופו היולם על הורי בסומים. מה יודע? That's the translate. הרשי explains it. היושרס בגנים, הקודש ברוך הוא אומר לכנסת ישראל, את הנפוצו בגוילה, רואה בגנים של אחרים, really, you're drawing sich around in foreign gardens. You're by the Goyim, and they're ostensibly beautiful gardens, but they're horrible. We know what the beauty is over there. So they're horrible. So you don't spend time there. What do you do? The Yoshevers, Vibote Knesios, Vibote Midroshas. I want to say a Gavrucha. I never understood where this expression comes from. What's Yankel doing? Oh, he's sitting and learning. He sits and learns the whole day. Why is it always sitting and learning? Like, where does sitting have to do anything with learning? I think that this medrash over here is the mocha, because that's what it means. Hayosheves, yeah? Hayosheves baganim. In spite of the fact that you're in the ganim, you're yosheves. You're sitting. Where are you sitting? In the botek nesiyos, the botek midroshos. So you see that sitting and learning is sitting and learning. All right, but that's not so important. Yeah? Now listen. Chaverim makshivim lekolech. Who are these chaverim? Malachei hashores chaverayach. The Malachi Ashores, who are your chaverim, Bnei Elokim Dugmosha. Why are they your chaverim? Because just like you are Bnei Elokim, you Yidden, so the Malachim are also Bnei Elokim. Makshivim, they come and listen to your Torah. Uboim Lishmoya Koylech Bebotek Nesios, Brachtoidim in Hagolus, Hazois Ofedeno, Med Beneam, V'doimelechol Etzvi, L'maya Hageula, V'hishre Shvinosu Al Hore Besomim, Hu Haromeirio, Besamikta Shibone, V'mheiro B'yomeinu, Amen. Moyodik. V'malochim Ha'or Chaverim. We are Elyoinim Dicke creatures. That's what this pasuk says. We are Elyoinim Dicke creatures. And that's why Bilam was unable to touch the Yidden, and that's why Bilam was unable to see the Malach. That means the inability to see the Malach in the story of the Malach and the Osain is the dogma. It's the preview of what's going to happen later. You're not going to be able to touch the Yidden. You're not going to be able to touch the Yidden. Why? Because they're from the Elyoinim. No was then, but the Klola is Niskayim. Never then, just like the dam became water, and just like the chayshah became oil, so the potential klola became a bracha, because that's what the Rabban Shem does. They made it into water, they made it into light, and they made it into a bracha. That's what happens. Well, when does it happen? It only happens if the Yidden attack him in Ha'alyonim. But what is if Bilam comes along and gives an Eitzah and says, Elohim Shalayla Soyne Zimah, and he makes them into Mezanim, so then you slide back, you're from the Tachtonim. If you're from the Tachtonim, there Bilam is a first class prophet. And so the clawless came back. Morgen der Welt. But that's us, not the Botik Nesias and Botik Midrashas. But the Botik Nesias and Botik Midrashas, there, he wasn't able to touch. He wasn't able to touch. What's going on then? So the emes is, it stimmt, everything stimmt very, very correctly over here. Because the emes is, that's a maral in Or Chodesh, on Purim. Maral gesagt, that when Esther decided that Mordechai convinced her that you better do something, yeah, in no, how's the person? If you keep quiet at this time, right? In Hachavesh Tachavishi, because it'll be terrible. So she wasn't going to be Tachavishi. So what did she say? She said, Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim. Zog Chazal, what does it mean, Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim? V'tzumu alai v'alai soiklu v'tishtu. Bring them to the Bote Knesios and then to the Bote Midrashos. That's what it means. That is what it means. Zog the Maral. What's the Pshat? Pshat is like this. Esther said, look, we're in Golus. And if we're in Golus, it means that Haman is the Balabas, and we don't have any hope of going out against him. Golus is the matzav that we are meshuggah to the goyim, and we have no power relative to the ones who are being meshabed us. And it's a hopeless case. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do to undermine Haman's koyach. That is the metzias. So she said, but there's one etzah. There's one etzah. You know what the etzah is? The etzah is to go out of the golus. The etzah is to go out of the golus. How do you go out of the golus? Says, because in golus, yeah, so the yidden are mefuzel mefeirat bein amim. Over in shul, in the Beis HaMedrash, it's one, ato echad, v'shimcha echad, v'mikamru Yisrael, goy echad ba'oros. There's no mefuzel mefeirat, there's no golus. Golus is when you're mefuzel mefeirat. You go into the Botek Nesias and the Botek Midrashas, ois mefuzel mefeirat. You're out of Golos. Once you're out of Golos, you can conquer Haman. That's the Pshat in Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim. And that is Mamash, the Shtick of Torah over here. All the Klolos came back. Because all the Klolos were never turned into a Brocha. You have to understand. The Brocha was substituted for the Klolos. But the Klolos were not destroyed. Mimela, once the Yidden sank into a Matzav, where he is able to be mekalel them, that they do fall within the purview of his abilities, so then the klolos came back. Over the Botek Nesias and the Botek Midrashos is the pshat that they cannot get lost from their higher matzav, because that is what the Botek Nesias and the Botek Midrashos are. That is the elyonim. That means within the Tachtonim, within the physical world in which we live, there is also a little corner which is Elyonim, and that is the Botek Nesias and the Botek Midrashos. If you go into there, you're fine. Weiter, Bilam has no koyach over you. If Bilam has no koyach over you, so that klolo was takenei pachle brocha. That klolo became a brocha and will never be changed. The Botek Nesias and the Botek Midrashos will never lose them. But the klolos are there. They were useless because you can't touch the Elyonim, just like you couldn't touch the Malach. Good, so everything was fine. If they slip into Znus, so they're going back into the Tachtonim. If they're in the Tachtonim, so Bilam has koyach over you. All the klolos came back. So there's really a lot what we have to sort of absorb over here, in what really happened in this unbelievable story. And that is the Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen Heshivas Chamosim al b'nei Yisrael v'lo Chilisias b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. Why is it that if it wouldn't have been for Pinchas, he would have been Kilisias b'nei Yisrael? Why would it have been Kilisias b'nei Yisrael? What does he need them for b'tachtoinim? He needs another nation among the tachtoinim. He needs Klal Yisrael with him in the Oilu Masa Elyonim. If that they can't live there because they're busy being Mizana with the b'nei Yisrael, so then it's Kilisi. So I would have been Kilis, that's Kinosi. What's Kino? Kino means you've rejected me in favor of somebody else. No, so how am I supposed to talk with you? What am I supposed to do with you? Pinchas ben Elozer, Heshivas Chamosi. That's the union of Kanoz, and that's a different sugya. But the emphasis is that there's a lot that we can really learn in these parshas.